Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
This episode is brought to you in part by Bluehost Hosting. It's what we use right here on the show. Just $4.95 per month gets you unlimited space, domains, and most of all, bandwidth. You need that stuff. Visit thatstoryshow.com/Bluehost to sign up.
This is Marilyn, and you're listening to That Story Show.
Hey, this is That Story Show, the show that shares funny life stories from all over the world. This is episode 240, brought to you the week of January 26, 2015. I am your host. My name is James Kennison, and with me, as always, is John Steinklauber. And how you doing, John? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. Are you really going to introduce me first?
Yeah.
Even though you've got like the best co-host sitting right next to you?
Yeah, it's the order we do it in. I also want to introduce my wonderful wife, guest host, Jennifer Kennison. Hi, Jen.
Hello.
All right. I got Jen in trouble already for having you on the show. Did you just hear that?
I didn't. I don't care if I'm last.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of extra.
I was saving the best for last.
That.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I just wanted to make sure that I was...
You threw off my groove. Sorry.
Throw me off my whole day.
Yeah. So,
That was easier.
You doing all right, man? You doing good?
Yes. Good. I'm pretty good. Yeah.
How's your beard?
My beard is... it's very manly.
Good.
At least so I've been told. You know, I did a poll not too long ago on Facebook, asking people, should I shave it or save it? And I got an overwhelming save it, even from people that, you know, I hardly know. And so I kept it, but I did have to do a little trimming because it was getting very Duck Dynasty-like and I just couldn't handle that. So I trimmed it up a bit and I like it. I should probably do that again soon, actually, because it's getting a little unmanageable. But my mustache is really impressive. I've never had it like this. I can start to curl it like, you know, a villain would do in a movie. I'll get you. That kind of, you know, villain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Like the bad guy in Meet the Robinsons?
Like maybe, except
a foot
I
out on each
that.
Side? That'd be awesome.
Yeah. We're getting there. Pretty close.
Well, good. Well, good. I wanted to read something from one of our listeners because last time you weren't here, but me and Jen were talking about blind people and how, and I went on this tirade, an ignorant tirade about how they call us sighted people and there had to be a reason. And lo and behold, one of our wonderful blind, sight challenged, unsighted, listeners responded. So that should get at least three more emails. It's a service provided by nobody's listening. I don't know. This is what he says. Keith Helsley, by the way, I don't know about any story or derogatory names that blind people call sighted people. See, that's because they're kind. I think the designation behind the word sighted comes from the unwillingness to call those people normal. And that makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
That's when my mind was opened. I was sighted in my mind for the first time.
Is that like you were normal?
No. I'm normally stupid, so I was super normal.
Oh, okay.
As a pastor, he says, you are fully aware that there aren't any normal people. I think everybody kind of knows that, not just pastors. I think we're hyper aware of it. You know, we're like doubly sighted when it comes to that. Only various levels of idiots was his little tag there. Well, incomplete sentence. So in context, in context, it makes sense. And the finger is pointed right back to me too. So that's qualifier, self-depreciating comment. That way he's calling himself an idiot first. Since blind people either don't want to be excluded from the world of normal people, quote unquote, or be thought of as abnormal, I think they started identifying non-blind folks just as sighted to have something to call them. For me, though, the problem is it sounds too much like excited, you know.
That would make you blind again if you're excited?
No. I mean excited, like happy.
Oh, gotcha.
Like thrilled. You brought a whole new meaning in that I didn't even think of. But
I'm excited.
But when people call me sighted, it's like they're trying to say excited, but they're saying it like a four-year-old, you know. Are you sighted?
Oh, yeah, I gotcha.
I am so sighted. I'm psyched. I'm psyched and sighted.
I think that's how Rebecca Black said it in that song that she did that was so popular about Friday.
We so excited.
Oh, maybe she'd get the E in there, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
So sighted.
She did it. We'll just say it. In the past, he says, I'll have a need to identify some printed item or other, and the quickest way is to have my wife or son look at it and read it to me, one of the sighted people in his family. So it goes something like this. Me: hey, eyeball person, what's this? Son: I don't know. Me: well, come over here and use your superhero power of sight and read the secret message that this paper contains. And then you can fly away on your spandex suit and cape and return to your fortress of sighted solitude. So hats off to Keith Helsley for representing the sightless. You know, one more email of hate. It's time for some backstory. And that's where we share a story from the past 7 days or so. I wanted to begin with my lovely wife, Jennifer.
I have to start?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot.
That
of
means
pressure.
Go first. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a privilege and honor.
It's actually less pressure than going second or third because you have to follow.
And then somebody might take mine.
Yeah.
Probably not. anyway, the only thing really notable in the past few days in my life is we took the kids skating. And you went with us.
Yes, I did.
We went to the local skating rink, which they still have.
The roller rink, as I like to call it.
And
it is a
flash from the past.
It is
1986 in there.
It is.
Yes.
And the skates.
Xanadu all over again.
The skates are 1986 quads. Skates. Yep. Like they've been around since then and someone's been wearing them since then. But anyway.
So bolts are still pushing through.
What did he say?
Bolts are still pushing through your feet.
Yeah. So we were, I had the two kids with me, and I think we were about to get our skates on, and this lady comes up to me.
Get our skate on.
And she's like, stop, you can't interrupt me. Sorry. I get confused.
So this old lady comes up to you in this dark, dim area.
Yes.
Like the sit down.
I'd like to call it a well-lit area.
It wasn't.
No, I know it wasn't. But anyway, it goes with the rest of my story.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, she comes up to me and she's like, do you guys have one of those things where you can push the kids around with this? And I'm like looking at her like she's completely nuts. And she looked up at me and I'm like, I don't know. I don't work here. She kind of looks at me. She's like, well, I saw they're hiring over at the... It was like a sign on the window. I'm like, I
was
38 years old. I did not look like I work, because everybody else in there was teenagers. Like, they were probably 18, 19, 16, I don't know.
So it was either a big slam because she looked at you and thought you were homeless, or it was a huge thing where she thought you were young. So that's a compliment.
But that young? That's kind of crazy.
I was sitting there, though, and it was funny. She just comes up, and she's got a kid that can't skate, and I apparently have these PVC walker-looking things with wheels on the bottom now, so kids don't actually have to learn anything. And she's asking, she says, do you have any of these little skate thingy walker deals? And Jen says, I don't know, because I don't work here. And she says... She was recovering. I think it was embarrassment.
Yeah, I think she was recovering.
And
either that or I look like I should work at a skating rink.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you give up the accountant job that you have?
Apparently I need to wear work clothes all the time so people will know that I don't need to work at the skating rink. But anyway.
Oh man. So yeah, if Jen, I don't know. It would be free skating. That's all I got to say.
It would be free skating.
I will tell you this. We've only been there twice, or maybe three times. One was about 3 years ago for a birthday party, and there was an old lady in the middle, and she was skating around, just all being very, very graceful and looking like 1986, just, you know, except she aged inside the clothes she was wearing. And she's really nice. She helps out the little kids and actually helped Jenna learn how to skate a little better and da-da-da-da. Well, anyway, she was there three, four years later doing the same thing. Every song that comes up, that's the only thing that has changed. There's this driving.
It's all dubstep.
And
now,
she's still... just Swan Lake in the middle, you know, skating backwards and doing circles and stuff. And it's my theory that old lady owns the place. And she's
you
like,
mean more than just the sense that she's a really good skater?
Yeah, I mean like
the purchase sense.
She bought it and she secretly runs it. That's why she gets the whole middle, you know? Nobody goes in the middle. She gets it.
Unless you got on a referee shirt, you have to stay out of the middle.
That's right.
That's how it was when I was growing up.
All right. So my turn. I think I can beat Jen's. I'm sure I can.
Mine was really cool. You can't beat it.
Mine's from today.
It was pretty good.
And I had to get up very early today. I got up at 8 o'clock. That sounds awesome until you realize I was supposed to be up at 7. My alarm didn't go off. We had some tree guys coming, you know? And I hate to say, they woke me up at 8. Only because they had gotten down with the front and had moved to the back where my room is.
Oh, that's why you heard
them. And the chainsaws woke me up. I'll tell you what, chainsaw sound is not a good way to wake up.
No, I bet not. Ooh.
Texas chainsaw wake up call. So anyway, I had all day with me and the dog. The dog and I lived together during the day, just me and him. And he sleeps most of the time. Today he was active. He was up around. He kept dinging the bell telling me he needed
to go out.
And as I come back in, I see this shiny wet spot. And I'm like, oh, did he tinkle on the floor? He doesn't do that, you know, but maybe he had issues. No. He's got the squirts, everybody. He tried to make it to it, but he had a little trail of dollops and stuff. It was very loose. And easy to clean up.
So gross. Why did you say it was loose?
Well, it was easier to clean up.
Either that or he was running around with a Hershey's milk chocolate thing that just
he was just a hot mess. And he was all crusted and everything. Do you know that dogs, when they sniff each other's butts, they're not sniffing for poop.
Don't tell us all this.
I do. I need to tell you this because this is what my mother bred dogs, and she taught me something that saved us $75 today. So don't interrupt me and let me tell my story. And here it is. Dogs have this gland in their butthole tract.
Yeah. See, you still don't need to tell us. I don't care what.
I don't know how else to say it. I'm not a professional. I just know what I'm talking about. So every now and then this thing, anyway, it excretes this liquid and it's usually emptied every time they go to the bathroom. And that's what dogs are actually sniffing for. It's a unique stank smell. It's a horrible brown, putrid liquid.
Oh, God, you're
going to
make me throw up.
And his sack had gotten absolutely engorged. It was huge. He couldn't even poop around it. And so I put him in the bathroom and I did what you have to do. I squeezed that thing like a pimple, a giant pimple.
No!
And
you're making this up.
No.
This is so gross.
And it cleaned
it
right up. Okay, hold on. This is something you'd usually have to take him to the vet for. I knew how to take care of it. I cleaned him and washed him and took care of it. And then I thought, you know, this is possible because of the unique shape of a dog's back end. The human back end... is curved inward on each side.
But humans don't have these.
Well,
whatever.
That's what I'm saying, though. But if a dog had a human-shaped butt and I had to spread anything to reach up in there, I would have gone to the vet today.
Yeah.
But his butt is shaped inside out.
Why?
The butthole is the furthest out part, besides the tail, obviously. And so, therefore, grabbing and pinching, easier to get to. So, you know,
that is the most
disgusting
thing.
But this is important for you to know.
No. So
just don't bring your dog here. Can you squeeze this? So, all right.
I want to do that now.
Now it's John's turn.
And this is the worst part about going last, because not only did the skating thing happen to me, but also my dog's butt needed a juicing.
He said,
now I've got nothing. Jeez. You know, I do have something. It was so...
I saved it in a cup.
I'm just going to... It what?
I saved it in a cup.
Oh, God. Seriously, why?
And then I forgot I saved it, and I went for... my chocolate milk. Okay, so
why did that get me and nothing else did? Anyway, go ahead.
Just keeps going. Come on.
The funniest thing happened on Facebook. That should be a segment right there. I was, you know how people will post stuff, and if you're friends with both people, you can see it.
Yeah.
You know, like, so my friend posted this something on a page that we are both mutual friends with. And I saw the picture and it was just kind of ridiculous. I was like, what in the world is that all about? And it's just like a cartoon person of a girl doing a backbend. And and so I decided I have to read this. And so
you'll find out why we laughed birthday. In a minute. Yeah.
So he's wishing her, you know, a great thing. And then a memory hits his head. And can I tell this whole thing?
Yeah, go for it.
Because it's you.
So just for fun, my sister had a birthday today. I wanted a unique way to put something up on Facebook rather than just the typical happy birthday. You see a backbend picture and then what?
And so he's talking about how you, I was going to tell this in a different person, but I'm going to tell it as you. So you're talking about how she used to Leanne and Amy used to do backbends all the time in their house, like bending over everything, you know, and running into furniture and stuff like that. So I'm looking at it. And you know how Facebook sometimes will hide the comments?
Yeah.
So I see these. Yeah. So I look down and I see that your sister was saying something. And then I said, I got to see what these comments are because they're probably pretty good. And I clicked a few more comments. There's a picture of
he's laughing so hard.
There's a guy. on a wooden floor with flip flops.
Jeans and flip flops.
Doing an amazing back
bend.
I'm still impressed.
Oh, it's possible.
Here's what it said. It said, I filled my images in my head. This is what I wrote. Of you and Amy backbending all over heck, sometimes into furniture, sometimes into each other. And they did, man. It was like spiders jumping around backwards everywhere.
My sisters do that too, so I could totally imagine all this going on.
Smacking each other with their feet, kicking over and all this.
Yep.
But I said, I don't believe I ever even once tried to mimic you guys. Maybe today. And then I posted that. I thought that would be funny. But then I turned around and almost ran into my tripod that has an iPhone attachment at the top. And then I happen to also remember that now, with the latest update, we have a 10-second delay photo feature. And it only took me 2 shots to get the image of me doing this back bend. The first shot, I want to say, my pants were a little low and my shirt was a little high and my belly was out. Okay. Bellies, when you're straight up and down, don't look real attractive. In that pose, they look like somebody cut it off and put it on a table.
It's so gross.
it's like, you know, like it's like the equivalent of walking with your back arched and your belly poking out. It looks ridiculous. So I tucked in my undershirt and then I pulled down my shirt and I quickly got in there. My wife, to her credit, thought that I did a legit backbend. And basically that is, if you're not familiar with it, you just lean back with your hands and your head and you just keep bending that way in some ungodly way until you land on your hands and you're just backwards. You're twisted like a weird upside down pool noodle. But I told her, I said, bless your heart, sweetie, I would have killed myself if I'd tried that, even if I could do it. I said, because when I was down there, I tried to lift my head off the ground and all of my mass was pushed. I couldn't even lift my own torso off the ground from that position. So if I'd gone backwards, the top of my head would be flat and I would have permanent brain damage because I'd have cracked right into the
nice
ground.
Mark in the The comments that followed that were just hilarious, though. And that's half of what got me laughing so hard, because I was in the office looking at this and I just busted out laughing. Fortunately, there was nobody around. But your sister said, how'd you ever get back up? And then your wife said,
he didn't.
He didn't.
He stuck like this.
It does kind of look like you're stuck there.
I will say
it does.
I will say my back is like that. My back is in some weird shape.
It should be very very stretched.
I'm really impressed.
So, yeah, you're quite flexible. I would have never known.
I'll tell you what. I will take a screenshot and I will post this on the Facebook the NLCast Network community Facebook group.
Oh, it's the funniest.
And you guys can see what it looks like when a fat guy does a backbend.
Help.
I had no idea. I would have paid you money not to have brought that up. But now
I think it's great. I mean, you posted it on Facebook.
I know, but now 3,500 people know about it.
Oh, that's true.
Plus their wives that claim not to listen but really love the show.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
Thanks for making my day.
No problem. Hey, listen up. A couple of news things. Did you know that you could buy a That Story Show t-shirt? I kind of forgot, even. And I bought one today.
Really?
I bought a That Story Show t-shirt. If you've seen our logo, it was done by a chalk artist, all old-timey. It's pretty cool. We've got that thing on a black t-shirt. And you can get it at nlcast.spreadshirt.com, spelled just like it sounds, spreadshirt.com. So, also, just for fun, I have been attempting a drawing a day, just a way to brush up on my art or get, you know, I don't know. I just want to focus on it, get better at it, that kind of thing. Been drawing stuff by request on my new Tumblr, and it's nlcast.tumblr.com, T-U-M-B-L-R.com for you old guys who don't know. But you can follow me on there, and you'll get, you know, you'll get a ding every time I put something up. I put up a hipster Yoda today, and it's getting some traction, man. People seem to like it. Some folks have requested a print, and so I'm investigating how to do that. So before we get into featured stories, I have a little segment I'd like to call the James's Video Game Review. Okay, it's the one-time segment for the show.
Yeah.
And you'll find out why I'm sharing it in a minute. Today I want to review Animal Crossing New Leaf for the, what is that?
The DS?
DS. The three,
or DSi?
3DS XL.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's red.
Are they all red?
No.
Okay.
No, they're not. This is a great game. That's all I want to do on my review. What I do want to tell you about is when you go to an island, there's an island that you get to go to where it's always summer, and it's called Tortimer's Island. And this guy named Cap'n, he's a little frog character. He sings songs to you as you go to and fro from the island. He sings a part of a song, then he stops and talks for a minute, and then he concludes with a different song that sounds like the ending of the first song, but it usually has nothing to do with it. I've heard them all. But one particular one I wanted to share with John because it has to do with farting.
See,
that's
all it
there took. It is. I don't even have to tell him what it is. All right. So he sings this beautiful, cute little song, and then you hear this little fart sound, little trumpet blast. And he talks, and they spell it out. You don't actually hear his voice because he goes, that's how they talk. But you can read it, and he talks like a pirate or a person from the sea. So he says, okay. There's the toot sound, and then this is the talk between the two segments that I mentioned. He'll say, "Gar, I may need to batten down the hatches on the old poop deck."
Oh, that is horrible.
And then he sings this, and I went to the trouble of learning the chords on the ukulele and singing this earlier in the day. So here's the song that he sings.
Silently, stealthily, secretly, I toots much more than just me horn.
Really?
Yeah, he says, "I toot much more than my horn."
That is really, really good. I wish I had that like as a theme song. When I walk into a room.
You could have it as a ringtone there.
Silently.
And then people could start running.
Silently.
Here comes John, run!
Especially it's silently.
Oh my God, toot's terrible! He's farting!
Oh.
Yeah. That's disturbing.
Disturbing.
So anyway, I'm glad you appreciated that. That ends the one-time video game review segment here on That Story Show. Now we're going to move into featured stories. That's right. Today's featured stories are brought to you today by Patreon, by you, where people support us for 25 cents a show, $1 a month, or they could choose $1.25 per show, and that's $5 a month. When you sign on, we'll read your name on the show, and you're supporting us, and it's awesome and wonderful. I'd like to thank our latest Patreons, Jonathan Lindley, Drew Covert, Chris Tipton, Ashley Alexander, Forrest Fisk, Flash Jervis, and Kathy Hansen. For more information, thatstoryshow.com/donate. That would be awesome. Helps us out. If you like the show, that's how you say thank you. All right. Featured stories. This one is called Redneck ER Doctor. It's from Steve from Crooked Finger, Oklahoma. Goes like this. Greetings, it's me, Steve. I am indeed a homeschooled kid. I forgot.
A homeschooled kid.
It's a homeschool deal here. He says, I'm a senior this year. I just thought I'd share a story that has affected me greatly. When I was around 2 or 3 years old, I was playing on an exercise bike. Two-year-old on an exercise
always
bike.
Always good for two-year-olds.
It's always good is going to come of that. Or suddenly, I fell off, and I broke my right thumb and my right pinky. He says, I'll spare you the gory details. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
After a trip to the emergency room, I had a cast on my whole arm. They do that because...
pinky?
Yeah.
To keep it stable.
Yeah, because little toddlers are so wiggly. So in my toddler mind, though, I didn't like the thing. So one day I decided to take it off. So I started banging my cast on the coffee table and ended up breaking the whole thing off. Not the arm, the cast. Well, this only seemed to anger my parents. So after another trip to the ER, I got a new cast and was told by the disinterested Southern doctor not to take it off. It was a bit thicker and wrapped in duct tape. Just kidding. So I left it alone. A few weeks later, the cast was taken off by a regular, more professional doctor. However, there was one small problem. Crooked pinky. You see, there are naturally crooked pinkies all around us sporting, at most, a 10-degree angle. But when my arm came out of the cast, my little guy was pointing 45 degrees inward toward my other fingers.
Oh, my gosh.
It turns out...
What?
It turns out that the laid-back Southern gentleman wasn't the greatest and set my pinky in the cast crooked.
Oh, my goodness.
He made it stay stable crooked.
Yeah. I had a friend that they did that to. His forearm was bent.
So what happened?
So when the doc and my mom started discussing options, he says right in front of me, well, we could just break it again. My mom says I lost it, screaming bloody murder. My mom, disgusted, took me away. So I never did get it fixed. So I have my jacked up pinky to this day. Hope it entertained you, your friendly neighborhood listener, Steve.
That's terrible.
Well, there's a postscript to this. I replied to him and I said, pictures or it didn't happen. I just said, I got to see a picture of your pinky. And he photographed not just one pinky, but both. And I saw his normal pinky. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, his sighted pinky. And I saw his bent pinky. And I told him the story about my friend with the bent arm. And I said, you know, I guess it's a good disability to have. I mean, or not a good one, but out of all of them, there's probably not a lot of things that happen that bother you. And he said, well, you'd be surprised. He says, it's hard to cup your hands when you want to take a drink of water. And he has this hole between.
He could still get it fixed.
Why? Why though?
I guess
at that age.
Well,
the moral of the story is
high school.
Yeah.
What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is don't tell your kids if you're thinking about re-breaking anything.
Yeah.
You just let them experience it.
See, my understanding is though that the bone grows harder, and so when you break it, how what's to say it wouldn't just break further up or further down?
Well, it would still grow back.
I don't even want to imagine it.
I tell you though,
but they always say that you could re-break it
after, you know, 10 years plus of children's ministry. There are a couple toddlers that I would like to break some pinkies on. Sorry, it was crooked. Sorry, it came in like that. We taped it up. It's good stuff. We're professionals.
The other moral is you don't let your children make medical decisions.
That's true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Good one.
All right. This one is Evan. Probably.
Or
Evan.
Even.
Dude, I think he's even.
Yeah.
Because he's got a brother named Steven. Even Steven.
That was kind of funny.
Evan from North Carolina. This one is called Creeper Punch. I was about 13 or 14 and in the Boy Scouts. Our troop 999.
That's not
the
scary.
Beast laying on his back.
It's
don't
okay.
Do any handstands.
Back bends. I was on a camping trip at the local Boy Scout camp, Camp Daniel Boone. Man, this guy's got all the details. Our sleeping arrangements were 3 boys to a 4-man cabin. These cabins had 2 bunk beds, and I was on the top. In our troop, the guys in one cabin would play random card games till pretty late at night, and this camp out wasn't an exception. After playing a few games, I decided to head up to the top bunk and get some sleep. I rolled over, and I was finally drifting off into a wonderful sleep, and it was so comfortable, and I was just about to be totally unconscious for the night, until one of the guys playing cards on the bunk below me got a brilliant idea. He stuck his head up to my bunk and said something in a deep voice. "I'm going to kill you, because I'm a creeper." So, no, I'm sorry. He did not say that. He put it in quotes, but he said it in something in that kind of voice, in a "I'm a creeper, going to kill you" voice. As soon as the words began coming from the guy's mouth, I moved without thinking. As fast as my reflexes were, I rolled over and punched him square in the nose. There was contact, and he moved back holding his nose. All I remember thinking was, "Please don't start bleeding. Please don't start bleeding." He didn't. Yeah. He didn't. His nose was fine, and we all started laughing as soon as our sleepy, sluggish brains processed the event. Thanks for doing the show, Evan.
Or even.
Even from North Carolina. He says, "P.S., you guys might get a kick out of this. There's a mountain in the lower part of western North Carolina called Chunky Gal Mountain. It's real. Look it up."
Chunky Gal?
Chunky Gal Mountain. Man, you know that's named after somebody.
A chunky gal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's probably long gone in a giant grave, but
you're terrified.
Maybe even buried on that there mountain.
That could be.
Maybe she is the mountain. Oh, gosh. Oh, great minds think alike, John. All right. Chunky gal. Shelby from Jolston, Tennessee. This is called Shelby Sucks. I'd like to tell you about something that happened at one of my brother's basketball games last year. So anyway, I was at the game with my parents, and I just finished off the small bag of popcorn I'd been munching on. Our pastor is also on the school board. It's a private Christian school, and he was attending the game. He came over to where we were as he was talking to us. I asked if he wanted some of the popcorn I handed. I don't remember. I said that I'd finished all of it earlier, so there were only the little popcorn kernels. So I didn't think he would actually take me up on the offer. I stared in utter disbelief, though, as he reached in, took a couple, and put it in his mouth. "Why? Why is this so terribly?" That's what they said. "Why is this terribly?"
Because I bet you he...
Well, I had been sucking butter off the seeds and spitting them in a bag.
That's what I was going to say.
So our pastor had just eaten some spit-covered popcorn kernels.
Why did she offer it to him?
And I was laughing so hard after he left, and then told my mom, who agreed that he probably didn't need to know what he had done. Mm. We prayed a special blessing over his food and let it be. So,
wow.
Hope you guys find this funny. Maybe. And gross, Shelby, who could be a girl or
that's
a boy.
The moral of the story there is you don't ask for food from teenagers.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You don't know where it's been.
No.
If they offer it, just kind of politely refuse.
Yeah, as a children's pastor, I used to get gifts like that all the time. And they were
in their
little pieces of candy and stuff. And it was usually crap they didn't want that a Sunday school teacher gave them, you know, like
peppermints.
A Starlight Mint or something. But they were always warm.
Yuck.
They're always fresh from
the
pocket.
Don't eat
the
warm candy. Yeah.
Or their sweaty hands. Kids always have sweaty hands.
Yeah, they give you a gobstopper. It's, their hand is stained green. Yes. And they're like, "You want this?" And I would always take it. And then I'd end up...
All their germs.
All their little... No, I wouldn't eat it. I'd put it in their pockets. And then it'd get washed in the wash.
Yeah,
and
that would happen.
And I'd have some bonbon show up. You know, the candy was melted. The paper still in my pocket, you know. All right.
That sounds good. I'll eat it later.
I'll eat this invisible candy later. This is from Janusz from Susie Walk, Tennessee. It's called Baby Doll Leg. A few months ago, I came home to find a baby doll leg sitting on my kitchen counter. If you guys ever wonder how I get the titles for these, it's pretty easy. This was unsettling, he says. My roommate then told me that he found... the baby doll leg in a parking lot on his morning walk. The leg was soon gone, and I assumed that he'd thrown it away, but then a few days later, I pulled a can of soup from the cabinet and almost dropped it when I saw the creepy baby doll leg had been hidden behind the soup. So we all got a good laugh but I was going to get him back. So I hid the leg in a drawer in his bathroom and was delighted to hear a shocked gasp a few days later as he discovered the plastic appendage. This has been going back and forth for months now. It has been frozen in an ice cube tray. It's been hidden in bed sheets.
Hey.
And we even had it lurking in a cereal box. Who knows where nice. The baby doll leg will turn up next.
Bake a cake and put it in the cake.
Peace, Janusz. Yes, yes, yes. I tell you, a long time ago, I think I've told this story, but there used to be a puppet that somebody brought to the church. It was a marionette, a creepy, freaking creepy marionette. Is there any other kind? But this one was called
Carlitos.
And
I remember Carlitos.
The puppet danced on the stage in big church because yes, I wouldn't let him on children's church because he's freaky.
He was scary.
Yeah, I don't like him. They're little demons with strings. But anyway, so there was a poster that was put around that, you know, he was going to be performing here and this, that, and the other. And so I thought it would be funny if I cut his face out and put it on a Spider-Man character that my friend David Godbout, he had a collection of stuff, and he had this Spider-Man cutout, so I stuck it on there. I thought it'd be funny. Hee hee ha ha. Yeah, and then I come home, and you had to have had something to do with this, and I open my drawer, and there's Carlitos's freaking everywhere. These images in my underwear.
In your house?
Yes, yes. It had to. You had to. I think
I must have been, and I just blocked it out. I do remember Carlitos.
Jen has blocked it.
There was a lot going on with him. At least it wasn't him in
your
drawer.
There's some in the.
No, but we still laugh about Carlitos.
Carlitos.
Oh, he's out there.
Carlitos.
Yeah, and you know, he might be famous. He might be out on the road doing Carlitos, you know.
He could be, but he's still creepy.
But when they came out on the stage, they all had black T-shirts with an image of Carlitos' face on their T-shirts. So there was the puppeteer, and then these two ladies are kind of dancing with him, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he was just kind of, and the puppet, he was not in any way skilled with this thing. It would just kind of, like what you would do if you had one, it would just kind of jump, you know?
Yeah, it didn't do much.
And his head would just kind of swing around. And
there
was
music.
His little arm would get crossed and then uncrossed, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah, there was this Hispanic, you know, trumpet heavy. I know that sounded Italian. But anyway, Carlitos was scary and his giant head was like, in all of my clothes. So I understand the baby doll leg thing. I really do.
I think it was a Carlitos T-shirt.
Brilliant.
Or like multiple T-shirts.
Really?
It was something. I can't remember.
It's burned into my heart, just not into my mind. So I can't remember. It's in a part of my brain so primitive that talk therapy would never even be able to get it out. So, hey, those are our featured stories today. You can send your true funny life stories, audio or text, to thatstoryshow.com. I'm sorry, that's not an email address. thatstoryshow@gmail.com or call 2095-NL-CAST. Or you can go to thatstoryshow.com and click on a little thing on the side, and you can record right there on your app. That made sense, too. I sound old every day. You can record on your iPhone or your iPad,
your
device,
your app.
You can do the app on the cyberspace thing.
Internets.
It'd be awesome. The internets. Again, if you enjoyed the show, please consider supporting for just a quarter of a show. That would be awesome. thatstoryshow.com/donate. Jen, thanks for being on the show with us today. I appreciate it.
No problem.
And John, it's always a pleasure, my friend.
Always my pleasure as well.
Okay. You had to think about it there for a bit, didn't you?
Yes.
All right. Well,
what's my name?
Thanks for listening, everybody. Visit our website, thatstoryshow.com. Join the NLCast Network Community Facebook group, especially if you want to see me backbending. NLCast.com.
It's worth it.
Yeah, look it up on Facebook or NLCast.com/group. We'll get you there faster. Follow the show on Twitter, twitter.com/thatstoryshow. Review the show on iTunes or wherever you found us. thatstoryshow.com/iTunes will get you there. Thanks to our backers. Thanks to Rob Govers for our theme music, our spouses for letting us record, and one of them for recording.
Thanks.
Thanks to our story contributors and everyone who listens. And remember, if you have a funny life story and nobody's listening, just call That Story Show. Boom. Don't laugh. That's awesome. You made fun of me last week.
Could you put these cheesy things in there? Like, let's put nobody's listening in That Story Show in the same sentence. The irony. You really are a hipster.
That would be awesome.
She's terrible.
Is it the beard?
It's the beard, so guys, and the irony.
I hope you enjoyed Jen's last last time.
It was fun. Thanks.
Visit NLCast.com for other great NLCast network shows.